Welcome back to SwampSwami.com sports commentary and a little lanyap too. Today it's part two, golf. Will breaking up be hard to do? In our last visit, we discussed the increasing number of woes which have befallen golf and in particular the PGA Tour. In the past 15 years, television ratings for men's professional golf and even the four annual major tournaments, the Masters, PGA, U.S. Open, and British Open, have dropped precipitously. The Masters tournament in April is the ratings king for golf. It is highly promoted by CBS and marks America's annual look at springtime in Georgia, with one of the most beautiful golf courses in America at Augusta and an annual field of select golfers plus past champions. And even the Masters, though, has seen television ratings drop by 25% since Tiger Woods won the tournament back in 2005. And in 2019, when Tiger Woods won again, the ratings were still lower by 25% than they were 15 years earlier. Yes, America's love affair with televised golf is waning, and golf has no one to blame but itself. In an effort to sell more and more golf equipment the past 40 years, golf manufacturers have worked hard to outdo each other to produce the longest, the straightest, and the most perfect drivers, irons, putters, and golf balls. Despite 100 years of relatively few significant golf equipment changes, the 1980s saw the introduction of a stainless steel so-called wood made with an aluminum shaft instead of steel. Oversized club heads soon followed as stainless steel heads gave way to titanium. By the early 2000s, a persimmon head number one wood, or a driver in golf, had given way to an oversized metal creature which looked more like a loaf of bread on a stick. Golf balls were also part of this sales-oriented revolution, too. Today's golf balls fly much longer and straighter than the golf ball which Jack Nicklaus played for most of his career in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Nicklaus has long called for the PGA Tour to rein in the excessive distances generated by today's golf clubs and golf balls in order to keep golf courses at relatively similar lengths and test of skill. Between the increased distance provided by today's high-tech golf clubs and balls, professional golfers have caused many of the world's most famous golf courses to become drive, pitch, and putt courses. I remember watching golfers play the tough 440-yard 18th hole at Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth, Texas, with a driver and a long iron, like a 4-iron or more, into a very tricky green which is guarded by water on the left side. It made for a very dramatic finishing hole. Today's golfers, though, who are generally the same physical size of about 40 years ago, will play Colonial's 18th hole with a driver or even a 3-wood off the tee and have only a 9-iron or pitching wedge into the green. It takes a whole lot more skill to hit that 18th green with a long iron from 200 yards away than a 140-yard shot with a 9-iron of today. And that's especially true when the wind is blowing in North Texas. Unfortunately, modern golfers are now playing the same courses more than an hour slower, though, than golfers of 30 to 40 years ago. Why is that? It's primarily because they're not being penalized for slow play by the PGA Tour. As mentioned in our last post, the PGA Tour has penalized only a handful of golfers for slow play in the last 25 years. Golfers, who are by their nature a bit quirky, have an entourage of coaches these days for their swing, mental focus, and physical fitness. The golfers are encouraged to develop a routine in preparation for each and every shot. It's maddening to watch a professional golfer mark his or her golf ball on a flat, fast green when it comes to rest less than 2 feet from the hole. Instead of going ahead and putting out, it might take up to another full minute for this golfer to mark the ball, clean it, replace it, line up the putt again, and then make this simple tap-in putt that even I can make most of the time. Good grief, Charlie Brown. Former U.S. Open champion Graham McDowell recently said, "You know, slow golf doesn't help the viewer and it doesn't help the club golfer on the weekends, and we've just got to play faster." Amen. You'd like to think that television would encourage golfers to speed up their play. However, the slower play on the golf course also allows your networks like CBS and Golf Channel more commercial time to charge a higher ad rate per spot than they would otherwise be able to receive for the program which follows golf. Translated, they have no motivation to change either. Television ratings have dwindled, though, as fans at home are getting tired of watching these turtles take an extra hour or longer to play 18 holes that average Joe and Jane are permitted to play on their local municipal golf course. In other words, 4 hours. I'm all in favor of the 30-second shot clock, which some have proposed, from the time a player arrives at his ball on every shot, and a requirement that each golfer continues to putt on the green until his or her ball is in the hole. The men's PGA Tour seems to be at odds with both fans and some of the players on these issues. Doing nothing, though, helps no one. Losing some tournament sponsors, like recently in Houston after Shell Oil bailed on the local tournament, and losing television viewers at home hasn't seemed to change much, though, with the PGA Tour. Until now. Recently, a new elite men's golf league called the Premier Golf League, or PGL, has been proposed to start as early as 2022. The idea for this new league is to obtain the services of the top 48 golfers in the world for a series of golf tournaments between January and September every year. The PGL would play 10 of its 18 golf tournaments in the United States. The 48 players would be divided into 12 teams and play in a no-cut 54-hole event with a minimum player purse of $10 million and $2 million of it going to the winner of that golf tournament.
Excellent.
Golf's MVPs such as Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson are listening to this new league's pitch for their golf services. And we do know one thing about today's professional golfers. Money talks. As expected, the PGA Tour is not pleased about this development. The new upstart golf league would specifically target and take down the PGA's season-ending FedEx Cup series of golf tournaments, which is currently used to determine the year's top golfer. To be honest with you, the FedEx Cup has been a giant yawn for me as a golf fan. The PGA was wise recently to move up the starting dates of their season-ending events and reduce the number of tournaments from 4 to 3 and avoid competing with the first weekend of the NFL's regular season. My question to the proposed new PGL league is this: how are you going to determine the top 48 golfers in the world if you should happen to destroy the PGA or European golf tours or both of them in the process? If the PGL new league puts in a 30-second shot clock on these 48 golfers, I think they might win a whole lot more converts from the public, too. So the next move is yours, PGA Tour. It's time to get serious about substantive changes, or get ready to fold your tent. I'm Swamp Swami. See you on the links.
What am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues. Whoa, 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 no. I can't afford to lose. You know I'll be in church next Sunday. Just save me from those double bogey blues.